读一段圣经，在马可福音第十章。
Let us read a passage from the Bible. It's in Mark chapter 10.
我们先来读第一节到第十六节。
Let's first read from verses 1 to 16.
我们请米诺瓦给我们读一下。
Then he arose from there and came to the region of Judea by the other side of the Jordan. And the people gathered to him again, and as he was accustomed, he taught them again. The Pharisees came and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife, testing him? And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? They said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to dismiss her. And Jesus answered and said to them, Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. And in the house, his disciples asked him again about the same matter. So he said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Then they brought young children to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them. For of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them.
我们圣经就先暂时读这一部分。
We'll first finish reading our
passage
here.
在第十五节说。
In verse 15 it says.
这是主耶稣说的话。
This is Lord Jesus' words.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子断不能进去。
It says, Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
这个地方讲到要承受神的国。
Here it tells us of how you can receive the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们这个信息的主题就是承受神国的人。
So the topic of our message today is those who receive the kingdom of God.
我们是已经相信了主耶稣。
We have already believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们也是相信他，接受他做我们的救主。
We also believe and accept that he is our Savior.
主也按照他的应许，把他的国赐给我们。
And through the Lord's promise, he has given his kingdom to us.
所以凡是相信接受主耶稣的人。
So those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们是一般承受神国的人。
There are those who receive the kingdom of God.
那么这一般人的地上应该怎么生活呢？
So how should these people live on earth?
在这一章的话，主耶稣给门徒讲到四个方面的教导。
And so the Lord Jesus, through this chapter, shows the disciples four different points.
第一点的话是在第一节到十二节。
The first point is from verses 1 to 12.
讲到婚姻的问题。
And it mentions the topic of marriage.
第二段是从十三节到十六节。
The second point is from verses 13 to 16.
是讲到这个小孩子儿童的问题。
And it talks about being young children.
然后从第十七节一直到这个三十一节。
And from verse 17 to verse 31.
讲到财富的问题。
And it talks about the riches.
就是一个少年人。他问耶稣，我怎么样才可以得到永生？
That a young rich ruler was asking Lord Jesus, how may I obtain eternal life?
在这一段里头，我们看到一个承受主国、神国的人怎么对待金钱，怎么对待财富。
And so from this part, we can see how does a person receive the kingdom of God should treat this matter of riches.
然后从三十二节后面就讲到有一些门徒的话，为了争谁为大。
And then from verse 32 onwards, it mentions about how the disciples fought for who would be the greatest.
那主耶稣告诉他们。
So the Lord Jesus tells them.
那么谁要做大的，就先要做众人的仆人。
He who wants to be the greatest shall be servant of all.
这是讲到地位。
Here it talks about being in first place.
所以至少在这一章里头，我们可以看到一个承受神国的人，他们在婚姻、在这个儿童、在财富、在地位方面都需要。怎么按照主的教训来做
？So here, for those people who receive the kingdom of God, we see that through marriage, through being little children, through how they treat the matter of riches, and being a servant, all these things are taught by the Lord.
这是主耶稣现在他讲这个话的时候，他是离开了加利利了。
So during this time when Jesus spoke his words, he had left Galilee.
然后他来到犹大的地方,
and he had come to Judah.
他往前走, 就要来到耶路撒冷了,
and so he would be in Jerusalem soon.
这是他公开的服事, 将要结束的时候了,
and his open ministry is to come to an end.
那基, 他呢, 很快就要上十字架, 被人钉死了,
and soon he will be crucified on the cross and be nailed on the cross by men.
然后他三天复活,
and 3 days later he'll be risen.
叫信的人能够得到他的生命,
that those who believe in him may receive his life.
能够进入神的国,
that they may also enter into his kingdom.
所以耶稣在这个地方最后的再给门徒一些宝贵的教训,
so at this point, the Lord Jesus gives precious teachings to his disciples.
因为他们还要留在地上,
because he's they still need to remain on earth.
他们还要为主做见证,
and they still need to be a testimony for the Lord.
他们还要把天国的福音传给还没有信的人,
and they still need to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看见主耶稣在这里讲了很多的话,
and so here we can see that the Lord Jesus speaks many words.
这是门徒在地上都是非常需要的遵守的一些原则,
that these are principles that the disciples must follow.
那么第一个我们先看看这关于婚姻的问题,
and the first one has to do with marriage.
我们看到这个法利赛人他这次又来试探耶稣,
and we can see that the Pharisees here, they want to tempt the Lord Jesus.
他问的问题说, 人休妻可不可以不可以,
and they said that, well, should it be permissible that men and women divorce?
这个地方我们看见他们 不是说他们不明白,
here we can see that's not because they do not understand.
要耶稣来跟他们解释,
requiring the Lord to explain to them.
他乃是要试探耶稣,
but they wanted to test the Lord Jesus.
试探的意思就是耶稣犯错犯罪,
to test so that the Lord would commit wrong.
或者是说耶稣他说的话别人反对,
or that what he says, the Lord Jesus says, will be stood against.
因为这个是一个很难回答的问题,
because it was a very difficult question to respond to.
不是一个, 可以跟不可以的问题,
it's not just a you can or cannot,
yes or no,
or yes or no.
不是这么简单的这个问题,
it's not such a simple question.
如果耶稣他反对离婚,
so if the Lord Jesus was against divorce,
那离婚他耶稣说这个是不合法不合律法的,
and if the Lord Jesus says this is not according to the law,
那么法利赛人就会说, 摩西的律法明明允许人可以离婚的,
then the Pharisees will say, well, according to Moses' law, you have this ability to divorce.
那么如果耶稣说反过来说可以离婚是合法的,
but if the Lord Jesus says, of course, you can divorce,
那么他就降低了自己的标准, 叫自己跟法利赛人一样的,
then he would have lowered his standards and be the same as the Pharisees.
你不管是说可以还是不可以,
you cannot just say yes or no.
你都是跟当时的犹太人中间的这些拉比, 他们的说法, 会符合的。
And so he needs to say things that are according to what a rabbi should say.
因为在当时的拉比的当中,
because among the rabbis,
他们有两派的,
there were two groups.
他们有的是很保守的,
some are very conservative,
绝对不可以离婚,
and they would say absolutely no divorce.
有的是很自由的,
some are more liberal.
只要看见这个女的, 有不合适的地方, 就可以离婚,
and they say that if there is something wrong with the female, then you can divorce her.
所以耶稣要回答是或者是不是, 那都是落在这个犹太法利赛人这个他们的试探里头。
So if the Lord Jesus were to say yes or no, he would have fallen under the test of the Pharisees.
所以耶稣是神。
So the Lord Jesus is God.
他的智慧是超过我们人的智慧。
And his wisdom is beyond our wisdom.
他并没有直接的回答 法利赛人的问题,
and he did not just straightly answer the Pharisees.
他就反过来问他们,
and so he asked them a question instead.
他就问他们, 摩西吩咐你们是什么?
And so he said, what did Moses command you?
摩西怎么吩咐你们的?
Why did Moses command you?
你们不是对律法很熟悉吗？
Aren't you clear about the law?
那么你就说看摩西怎么吩咐的。
So then you should be able to say what Moses has commanded you.
他们说摩西允许人写了休书就可以把它休掉。
And so they said that Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to dismiss her.
耶稣是问他们摩西怎么吩咐你们 command。
It says, what did Moses command you?
但是他们回答说摩西允许我们。
But then they said, replied and said, Moses permitted a man.
这个地方耶稣就从这个允许这个字开始讲到神对这个休妻的看法。
And so from the word command, the Lord Jesus wanted to tell them about how God treated this issue of divorce.
同时呢他再进一步讲到婚姻的意义。
And furthermore, he spoke upon the meaning of marriage.
我们看见主耶稣在地上的时候，碰到有一些问题的时候，他不是回答就着你的问题来回答。
And so we can see that when the Lord Jesus faced questions, he did not just answer the questions at its face value.
很多时候他是接着回答的问题以后，再把更重要的真理放在这个里面。
But he will supplement it with something that is even more deeper of a meaning.
所以他在这个地方，在下面我们就看到主耶稣不但是回答了这个法利赛人的问题。
So you can see that the Lord did not just answer the Pharisees' question.
而且他更进一步把婚姻的意义很清楚地放在这里。
But he went a further step and told them the meaning of marriage.
耶稣在这里他说了两个点。
So the Lord Jesus mentions two points.
他说一个为什么摩西许可你们休妻。
First, explain why Moses permitted them a certificate of divorce.
为什么？
Why?
摩西为什么允许你们？
So why would Moses permit this?
第二点。
The second point.
神在婚姻上他的心意是怎么样？
God, what is God's will in this matter of marriage?
耶稣就是用这两个点来把整个这个事情提到更高的高度。
So Jesus took these two points and brought it to a higher level.
为什么摩西允许人写了休书就可以休妻呢？
So why did Moses permit people to write a certificate of divorce?
主耶稣说是因为你们心硬。
Because the Lord says it's because of your hardness of heart.
就是这个地方我们看见摩西允许人这么做的话是因为人落在一个败坏的光景里头。
And so the Lord Jesus says that Moses permitted this certificate of divorce because man has has fallen to this point.
心硬。
That they have a hardness of heart.
心硬的意思就是他不顺从神。
It means that hardness of heart means that they do not obey the Lord.
神说了。
What God says.
但是他们不听。
Yet they will not listen.
他们没有爱。
They do not have love.
心硬就是说里面不是有一个爱。
Hardness of heart means that they do not have love within.
所以这就是以色列人的光景。
So this is the condition of the Israelites.
他们是落在这个情欲里头跟罪里头。
They have entered into their flesh and into sin.
他们不听神的话。
They do not listen to God's word.
神说你们要爱你这个邻舍像爱这个自己一样。
So,
要爱这个 neighbor。
You should love your neighbor as yourself.
你就是应该爱你的妻子。
Then you should love your wife.
他不是爱。
And this is not love.
但是他可以借口说这个妻子对他不好。
And of course, they could use the excuse that, oh, my wife is not good to me.
就把他给赶出去。
And so they would cast her out.
在摩西那个时候，离开现在三千多年。
So, Moses.
三千多年，是不是一头？对对。所以在当时摩西那个时候
So during Moses' time
这个妇女的地位是很低的
The position of the woman is very low
当这个丈夫他有这个在他的风俗习惯里头他是一个主导的地位
And so the husband had a very high position
但是妻子在 这个家里头是没有什么说话的一个权利的。
But the woman didn't or couldn't even speak at home.
人可以很随便找一个理由就把妻子给赶出去。
And so they can easily just use any reason to cast out their wives.
所以摩西呢就许可人在这种情况下，那你就可以写一张休书给那个女的。
And so Moses, under these circumstances, allowed them to write a certificate of divorce for the wife.
这个是对这个妻女方啊是一个保护。
And this is a protection for the women.
因为你随便如果没有这个休书，把这个妻子给赶出去，这妻子在外面呢，她没有什么和可以讲得出理由，为什么你要离开？
Because without this certificate of divorce.Then when the woman goes out, she does not have a reason why she is out on her own.
那么这张休书就上面可以写的，我不喜欢这个女子，所以我就把她，我们就分开了。
But on the certificate, he can say that I do not like my wife, and therefore I divorce her.
这个那这个女的呢，这个、女方呢，以后还有机会在社会上还能够生活，还可以再重新有一个婚姻。
And with this certificate of divorce.This woman can continue to live in society and marry again.
所以这个就是对女方的这种情况不得已的方法，给女方的一个保护。
And so this was actually a form of protection for the woman.
或者呢，他写一张休书呢，过段时间如果这个男的后悔的，还可以两个人还可以复婚。
Or sometimes when the man writes a certificate of divorce and he regrets it, he can actually.Renege upon it and marry the wife again.
好，所以摩西这样的允许人可以写一张休书，就把妻子休掉，这是一个当时一种做法。
And so this was the customs of those times.
所以耶稣说，摩西许你们，因为你们心硬。
And so he said that Moses permitted you guys because your hearts were hardened.
那如果你们不是心硬的话。
But if your hearts were not hardened,
你能不能这个心是软的话
and if your hearts were softened,
你能听神的话
and you're willing to listen to God's word, and you have love,
你就不会写休书
then you will not write the certificate of divorce.
所以这个允许
and so this is a permission.
但是呢，神对这个婚姻的起初对婚姻的心意，并没有因着人的犯罪而改变
But God's intention for marriage has not changed.Men.
摩西许可人这么做
Moses permitted people to do this.
这个是指出来显明人的罪
It's to point out the sin of man.
但是耶稣说这婚姻是神圣的
But Jesus says that marriage is holy.
起初
Initially,
耶稣讲这个问题的时候，他回到起初神的心意。
And so he goes back to the beginning. What is the intention of God's heart?
他说神起初是造男造女。
He said God made them male and female.
这地方我有时候就问了，那神不是是造了亚当吗
？And you say, well, didn't God create Adam?
那这个怎么后来又出来一个夏娃呢
？And how did Eve come about?
是不是神也造了夏娃呢
？Has God created Eve?
这里说神造男也造女
Here it says God made them male and female
所以这两个不同的性别
And so these two differences
都是神创造的
Are created by God
它是为了一个婚姻的目的
For the purpose of marriage
就是二人能够成为一体
That the two may join together and become one
他们不是一加一等于二
It's not one plus one equals two
一加一乃等于一
But rather one plus one equals one
他们就接着在神面前他们所有的婚约
And so the marriage that they have before God
这个神所配合的人不可分开
That if God puts them together let no one separate
就是说到这个夫妻的关系这是一个永久的关系
And so it speaks of the relationship between the husband and wife is an eternal relationship
所以神配合的不可分开这个人包括别人也包括自己
And so when it says that what God has joined together, let no man separate, it includes others and includes yourself.
所以神就说在耶稣在这里说到神在婚姻上起初的心意就叫两个不同性别的能够在一起一同成为一体。
And so Jesus explained the intention of God's heart that from the beginning is his purpose, that whatever he joins together, let no man separate.
这个地方神所配合的,
and so what God joins together,
意思就是一同复合, yoke together.
They are yoked together.
这个地方就是说神把两人放在一起, 叫两个人一同来复合。
That is, he puts two people together such that they may bear the yoke together.
什么是复合呢?
What does it mean to bear the yoke?
主耶稣说, 你们要复我的额。
Jesus says, you need to bear my yoke.
什么是额呢?
What is a yoke?
额的意思就是顺服的意思。
Yoke means to submit.
额的意思就是来服侍的意思。Yoke
means to serve.
你看见当一对牛,
when you see a pair of oxen,
他负了同一个额,
and they bear the same yoke,
那么他们就都一起来服侍，一起来做工。
Then they will work and serve together.
他们都是顺服这个主人的意思。
And they submit to the will of the master.
所以这个夫妻两个人是同服一额的。
And so the husband and wife, they bear one yoke together.
这个额就是主给他们的额。
And this yoke is given to them by the Lord.
是为了我们能够顺服神。 我们能够来服侍神,
it's for the purpose of submission to God and service to God.
为了神的旨意能够成就,
that the will of God may be accomplished.
所以神在婚姻上的心意是很高的。
And so God has a very high will in marriage.
这是比我们一般的, 还没有信主以前对婚姻的看法是, 不同的。
And the perception of marriage is very different from those people who have yet to know the Lord.
那么耶稣给我们说这话里头给我们什么教训呢?
And so what does Jesus teach us?
第一点我们可以看到神许可的旨意跟他起初的旨意是不同的。
And so one thing we learn from here is that God's permissive will is different from his original intention.
摩西许可你们这样。
Moses permitted you to do such a thing.
但是耶稣说你们要回到起初。
But Jesus says you need to return to the beginning.
我们常常会问我们做这个事情可不可以不可以。
We always ask, can we do such and such a thing?
我可不可以穿这样的衣服?
Can I wear these clothes?
我可不可以做这样头发?
Can I have this hairstyle?
我可不可以做这样做那样?
Can I do this or can I do that?
我们问事情总是问 可以不可以?
And so we always ask, can we do this or not?
但是呢,
but God, he does not want us to ask in such a manner.
他要我们来问这是不是神的心意。
But rather, he wants us to ask, God, is this your will?
所以有的时候我们也会碰到一些朋友或者有一些基督徒他会问基督徒吸烟可不可以。
And so sometimes we encounter some friends or even brothers and sisters, and they will ask us, can a Christian smoke?
可不可以?
Can a Christian smoke?
你说可以的话,又不太合适。
If you say yes, it doesn't seem very right.
你说不可以,但是圣经上又没有说。
But if you say no, well, the Bible never says no.
所以我们常常会问这些可以不可以。
And so we always ask these questions, can we or can we not?
但是我们应该问, 这是不是神的意思?
But what we should ask is whether this is the will of God.
神是不是要你穿这样的衣服?
Does God want you to wear these clothes?
你这样穿这样的衣服, 你梳这样的头发, 是不是神觉得是好的?
Is this something that God deems as good?
所以基督教不是一些规条的宗教。
And so Christianity is not a system of rules.
它都是叫我们能够来认识神的意思, 叫我们按照神的心意来过每天的生活。
But rather, we are to know God's will and to live our lives accordingly.
那么到这个第二点,我们看看什么教训呢?
And what is the second point?
这个因为耶稣说,
Because Jesus says,
神所配合的,人不可分开。
What God has joined together, let no man separate.
他们听到,门徒听到说, 这个夫妻的关系是永久的。
And so the disciples heard about this marriage relationship and that it is forever.
不能够分开,
and that they cannot be separated.
所以在马太福音第19章就提到,
and so in Matthew chapter 19, it speaks of,
门徒听到耶稣的话以后就说了,
and after the disciples heard the Lord's word, they said,
他说人和妻子既是这样的话, 那倒不如不要结婚了。
He says that if this is such If this is the way, then we should not be married at all.
这蒙徒觉得这个太过难了。
Because it's too difficult.
你说, 神所配合不可分开,
if you say whatever God has joined, let no man separate.
那如果我娶到一个妻子, 是个很不合我的意思的, 那我这辈子都要跟她生活在一起吗?
If I marry a woman that I do not get along with, do I have to spend the rest of my life with her?
在结婚的时候还没有发现她的缺点, 等结婚以后发现太多的缺点了。
Because when I married her, I did not know her very well, but now I know her too well.
以后不合适还不能分开。
And if we don't get along, can we not separate?
所以蒙徒他不懂耶稣的意思。
And so the disciples did not understand the Lord's intention.
他说这样的话,
And he said, it's better not to marry at all.
但是耶稣并没有说, 那你们就不要结婚了。他说,你要守单身的话, 那是神给你们的恩典。
But Jesus did not say, oh, then you should not be married. Rather, he said that if you can stay single, this is the gift of God.
在一般的情况下, 我们从小孩子到成人, 我们都是需要结婚的。
Under general circumstances, when we grow up, we need to get married.
除非神对他有特别的安排。Unless
God has a special plan for you.
神并不是提倡单身。God
does not promote being single.
但神也不是说这个反对单身。And
yet he does not oppose being single.
不像这个天主教的话,那你要做一个神职人员,那你就不能够结婚。It's
not like the Catholics that if you want to be a priest, you have to be single.
但是神要我们对这个婚姻
But God, He places a lot of importance in marriage.
我们来看看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第14节。
Verse 14.
你们和不幸的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义。 有什么相交呢? 好,
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?
所以神要我们在婚姻上的事情,我们要很慎重。
And so God, He wants us to be holy in our relationship, in our marriage.
他就说到信和不信的,不要同父一轭。
And He said that we should not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
因为这个地方,这句经文的意思, 不单单是讲到婚姻的,
and the meaning of this not only pertains to marriage.
这个意思的话,
this is even broader than the scope of marriage itself.
就是在一切的事情上,
that is in all things.
你要如果跟还没有信主的人一同来开一个公司,
for example, if you want to enter into business with those who do not believe,
你会发现以后做起来很困难。
You will discover that you will come across many difficulties.
还没有信主的呢, 他很可能就不希望, 他都按照光明的, 正确的方法来做生意。
And those who may not believe, they may not at times want to follow all the rules.
当然我们不是说不信主人做生意都是很不道德的。
Now we're not saying that unbelievers are all crooks in business.
但是也有些, 有不少还没有信主的, 非基督徒, 他们在做生意的时候, 有一些东西, 他们就是能够, 想办法偷税的, 就能够把税偷掉。
But maybe a few of them, if they had the opportunity, for example, to evade taxes, they would.
但是你如果是基督徒, 你就愿意, 按照神的意思来做, 这样两方面一定有不太,
But if you are a Christian, then you want to do it according to the Lord's way, and as a result, there may be conflicts. Because you cannot bear that yoke together. You cannot serve God together. It's not to say, oh, you believe and you don't believe, so you can't be married.
为什么这样说呢? 就是你不能够一同来负主的轭。
Why did he say this? Because you cannot bear the Lord's yoke together.
即使基督徒的话,
and even if it's a Christian,
他如果一个愿意按照主的意思来做,
and these are they're willing to do it according to the Lord's will.
另外一个不愿意按照主的意思来做,
but the other Christian is not willing.
你也不能够同父一轭,
and even then, you cannot be yoked together.
不是单单说到信更不信了,
and so it's not just a matter of believing and not believing.
就主要的是不是你能够同父一轭,
but rather, it is can you be equally yoked?
所以我们青年的弟兄姊妹,
and so young brothers and sisters,
有些你们还, 岁数还不到, 婚嫁的年龄,
and for some of you who are not at a married age,
但是你们要在神面前要把神的话放在心里头,
but you need to keep these words in your heart.
你会在心里头有个心愿,
because in your heart you won't have this desire.
神啊, 求你给我安排一个能够同父一轭的一个对方,
that you want the Lord to arrange for you a spouse that can equally bear that yoke with you.
你要很早的事先的就把这意思放在自己心里头。
And so you want to have a head start and already have this intention, this desire in your heart.
当你有这样一个心愿的时候,
and when you have this desire,
我们相信神一定会成就的。
Then we trust that God will accomplish it.
那么我们 在婚姻上很慎重, 还有一点就是要寻求神的心意。
And the other thing we need to pay attention to is that in marriage, we have to seek God's will.
我们为什么要结婚?
Why do we need to be married?
我知道有很多没有信主的人, 他们说我们结婚就是不会太过孤单, 等老了以后, 我们还有个伴。
And for those who do not believe in the Lord, they say, well, we get married because we don't want to be lonely, especially in our old age.
是啊, 这当然是需要考虑的。
Yes, this is something we need to consider.
但是我们还考虑神的心意是怎么样?
But we also need to consider what is God's will.
神为什么要赐给我们一个婚姻?
Why does the Lord give us marriage?
单单是叫我们两个人能够组织一个小的家庭?
Is it merely such that we can form a small family?
我们下了班以后我们相互可以得到安慰?
That after work we can comfort each other?
我想这个比这个还高,再要高一些。
I think he has a higher intention than this.
单单是叫我们能够一同
but rather, he wants us to serve God, serve him together.
让我们有了一个敬虔的后代, 让我们有这个敬虔的子孙,
oh, such that we may have godly children.
能够也让他们能够来明白神的心意, 来服侍神的心意,
that they also might know God's will and serve God.
所以我们需要在我们年轻的时候, 就来明白神对婚姻家庭的
and so we need to understand God's intention for marriage in our youth.
这样的话, 你把这婚姻的事情摆在主的手中,
and in such a manner, we want to put our marriage in the Lord's hand.
所谓我们不是常常讲到要把自己献上吗?
Do we not always speak of the fact that we need to offer ourselves as a sacrifice?
有时候我们愿意在别的事情上献上,
sometimes we're willing to offer other things.
但是在婚姻上的事情呢, 我就不太愿意献上,
but sometimes we are not willing to offer in this aspect of marriage.
如果我把自己献上的话,
and if I offer myself,
神给我安排一个我不太喜欢的人,
and God arranges
那怎么办呢?
Someone for me that I don't like, then what am I going to do?
我们不能想神会这样做的,
we should not think of God in such a manner.
我们会知道神会把最好的给了我们,
because we know that God will give us the very best.
我们要寻求神的心意,
we want to seek after God's will.
我们也来征求父母的意见,
and we also want to follow our parents' will.
也来征求长者的意见,
and follow the will of the elders.
我们这样的来寻求的话, 就叫我们在一开始就能够走在一个对的一个路上。
And if we seek in such a manner, then we'll start off on the right footing.
还有呢, 我们要有一个属灵的眼光。
And also, we need to have that spiritual eyesight.
我们要看一个人不是单单看他的外貌,
when we look at someone, we don't just look at their appearance.
我们也要看他里面的这个品质,
but we want to take a look at the character within.
我们单单是外在的美还不算美,
because the outward beauty is not just all, it's not just what beauty is all about.
内在的美,
but it's that inner beauty that is the true beauty.
我们都很喜欢我们所找的这个对方，外面也美嘛，里面也美。
Of course, we want a spouse that is beautiful outwardly and inwardly.
但是不太容易。
But it's not that easy.
在碰到这两个有一些不太一样的时候,
and so when you come across these things and they don't seem to match up,
你得有一个属灵的眼光。
Do you have that spiritual eyesight?
外在的美慢慢是会过去的。
Because that outward beauty will eventually fade away.
但是你能够生活在一起，有个美满幸福的家庭，主要的还是内在的品质。
But if you want to live together and have a wonderful family, it's that inward character that really counts.
所以你在神面前寻求的时候
，And so when you seek before God,
就是要有这几方面的考虑。
You need to have these considerations.
我们要在年轻的时候就要把这婚姻的事情放在神的手中。
And so in our youth, we need to place the matter of marriage in the Lord's hand.
祷告。
We need to pray.
让神来带领我们。
And allow God to lead us.
我们就会看到神要在这个事情上来祝福我们。
And then we will see that God will come and bless us in this matter of marriage.
如果我们凭着自己的意思，
If we just do it according to our own will,
按照世界的眼光来选择对象。
And base a decision on the criteria of the world,
你就会看见你会吃很多的苦。
Then you discover that you will suffer a lot as a result.
所以我们要没有结婚以前，我们就要开始为这事情祷告。
And so before we get married, we need to be thinking and praying about this already.
求神来引导。
And we ask the Lord to lead us.
我自己很蒙神的恩典。
I personally really received the Lord's blessing.
我在认识我的姊妹以后，我们是在一个教会里头。
After I knew my wife, we were in the same church.
但是以后我就毕业了，我离开这个城市，到外地去工作了。
But after I graduated, I left to a different city.
是以后再重新谈到婚姻交朋友的事情。
It's only at that stage that I thought about marriage.
我不知道应该是怎样。
I don't know how it should be.
但是我在主的面前祷告。
But I pray before the Lord.
我愿意按照神的意思来这个做这样的事情。
And I was willing to do according to the Lord's will.
那我们看见神是在祝福我们。
And I saw that the Lord truly has blessed us.
这个就是我们年轻人正是这一关的话，是一个很重要很重要的。
And this stage is a very important stage for the youths.
所以我们对婚姻要很慎重。
And so we need to give a lot of attention and weight to marriage.
第二个呢，我们对婚姻呢要尊重这婚姻。
And secondly, we need to respect marriage.
我们来看希伯来书第十三章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第十三章说，第四节说。
In verse 4 it says,
他说婚姻人人都得尊重。
Marriage is honorable among all.
你看这个地方神的话非常的清楚。
And so the Lord's word here is very clear.
如果你已经进入婚姻了，
If you have already entered into marriage,
你要尊重这个婚姻，
Then you need to deem it as honorable.
这个 honorable 还有意思就是一个很宝贵的婚姻。
And not only just honorable, but that this is a very precious marriage.
非常宝贵的。
It's very precious.
世界上的人啊，对婚姻根本就不尊重。
The people of this world do not honor marriage.
上午结婚，下午离婚。
They marry in the morning and they divorce in the afternoon.
这个把婚姻看作是一个儿戏。
They see it as merely a game.
这个是一个太不尊重了。
And they truly do not honor it at all.
难怪他们在这个事情上，有很多的麻烦，有很多的痛苦。
And as a result, you see that they have so many problems with marriage, so much pains with marriage.
就是你要看到你神所给你配合的，你要尊重这个婚姻。
And so, what God has arranged for you, you need to honor and respect that.
你在结婚的时候，在神面前所立的婚约，你要很尊重，不要把它丢在一边。
You need to honor the vows that you made when you were married.
当你这样的很慎重的对待婚姻，
And when you honor marriage in such a manner,
是在结婚以前，
Before marriage,
你很慎重，
You need to honor it.
在结婚以后，你很尊重，
And after you marry, you still need to honor it.
我们相信，即使在家庭中间有些问题的话，也逐渐逐渐能够调和，能够得到解决的。
And if in such a manner, even though you might have problems in your family, at least with this attitude, you might have a solution.
我不能够在这个地方太多的再讲到这一方面的一些例子，
I cannot dwell on this too much and raise more examples.
我就是要提醒我们青年的弟兄姊妹,
but I want to remind young brothers and sisters,
你们在一生中间有几个很重要的关口,
that in your lives you have several large stages.
一个当然是你要读书了,
and one, of course, is your education.
要学习怎么将来怎么生活,
you need to learn how to live your life.
第二个关口呢, 就是你要, 找什么样工作了,
and then secondly, you need to think about your career.
这个也是一个很重要的,
and this is also very important.
第三个,
and thirdly,
你要怎么样在婚姻上事情能够来寻求神的心意,
is how do you see God's will in terms of your marriage?
那前面两个呢, 是很重要,
the first two are very important.
你就是书读得不好呢, 你还有机会继续读,
and if you don't study well, well, you can study again.
你年轻时候读不好, 年纪大了, 你还可以读书,
when you're young, if you didn't study well, when you're older, you can study harder.
你找工作虽然是很重要,
it's very important that you get a job.
但是你找到一个, 不合适工作, 你还可以换一个工作,
but if you have a job that's not suitable, you can always get another one.
我想到这个婚姻的事情, 可不能够换来换去的,
but I think in the matter of marriage, you cannot switch spouses all the time.
这是一生的事情,
this is something that pertains to your entire life.
太过重要了,
and this is too important.
我不知道怎么来形容,
I don't know how to describe it.
我们只有在主面前多多的祷告,
but we truly need to pray more before the Lord.
我要告诉你们青年弟兄姊妹,
I want to tell you young brothers and sisters,
我跟我姊妹常常为着你们的婚姻在祷告,
myself and my sister, we always pray for you young people in terms of your marriage.
但是你们不要忘记为自己祷告,
but do not forget to pray for yourself.
这样的话, 我们在婚姻的事情上看见神要祝福你们,
and because we want the Lord to bless you in the matter of marriage.
那第二点我们来看看是个小孩子的问题,
secondly, we want to take a look at the little children.
这主耶稣讲完婚姻以后, 马上就转到小孩子的问题,
and so after the Lord Jesus talked about marriage, he immediately turned his attention to the little children.
因为在一个家庭当中,
because in a family,
有三种人,
there are three types of people.
一个是丈夫, 一个妻子, 一个是孩子,
it's husband, wife, and the children.
丈夫,
husband,
不需要怎么去说他,
we don't need to talk too much about husbands.
因为他在社会上就有他的地位的,
because in society, they have their place.
他的这些, 社会的习惯, 对他有很大的保护的,
and the society, their customs also protects the husband.
但是这个妻子跟孩子呢, 确实在家庭里头是过去, 是一个最软弱的人,
but historically, the wife and the children, they did not, they are pretty weak, they did not have much protection in society.
他们在社会上好, 在家里好, 都没有受到什么的保护的,
whether in society or in the family, they have less protection.
但是耶稣想到这些弱者,
but Jesus, he remembers the weak ones.
耶稣对这个婚姻的教训, 对这个给的妻子应该有的地位了,
and so when he talked about marriage, then he talked about the position that a wife should have.
而且同样的, 耶稣讲到对孩子的爱,
and now Jesus talks about the love of the children,
叫孩子不会被人忽略,
such that the children may not be neglected.
我们弟兄姊妹都生长在很多人生长在基督徒的家庭,
many of you are brought up in Christian families.
你们得到父亲的爱, 母亲的爱,
and yet receive the father's love and the mother's love.
你们是有福的,
you are blessed indeed.
但是你要看看在世界上很多的孩子, 他们是生活在一个非常, 可怜的光景当中,
but you need to take a look at the rest of the world. Many children are living under very poor circumstances.
有一个人他到这个云南去旅游,
there once was a person who went to Vietnam for a visit.
在云南那个地方啊, 那个导游告诉他们啊, 这个孩子的10岁以下 是不穿衣服的,
and so the tour guide told him that for children who are younger than 10 years old, they do not wear clothes.
他们没有衣服的,
they do not have clothes.
你想看, 我们能想象得到 这么的这个小孩子的情况吗?
And so when we think about the condition of those little children,
在巴西曾经有一段时间呢, 这些很多的小孩在街上流浪的小孩啊, 就是被人杀掉了,
and in Brazil, there are a lot of vagrant youths that they are killed in the streets.
因为有些人他们看见小孩在街上抢东西或者是无家可归，觉得这些人是社会的负担，就把他们杀掉。
And so a lot of people saw these homeless children as a burden of society, and so they just murdered them.
在这些穷苦的国家，
In these poor countries,
这孩子的这种生活的情形啊，是最最苦的。
The living condition of the children is very poor, very tough.
父亲在外头受了什么委屈的话，回到家里就打孩子。弄孩子。
And when the father maybe he has a bad day at work, when he comes home, he takes it out on the children.
但是耶稣对孩子的看法却不是这样。
But Jesus does not regard the children in such a manner.
那些人有些人带孩子到耶稣的面前来。
And some people brought the young children before the Lord.
要耶稣来摸他们。
And asked the Lord to touch them.
因为在当时犹太人当中。
Because among the Jews,
他们会觉得这个孩子如果被这个拉比这些比较地位高的人摸一摸的话，祝福一下的话，这个孩子就很得到恩典了。
They thought that if the rabbis or people of high position would lay hands on them and bless them, then the children would be truly blessed.
所以有些父母呢就带着孩子要耶稣给他们摸他们为他们祝福。
And so some parents brought their children and asked the Lord to touch them and bless them.
但是门徒就责备那些人了。
But then the disciples rebuked these people.
他说你这些孩子的话也听不懂耶稣讲的话。
And said, well, these little children don't even understand what the Lord is saying.
耶稣讲的道你们也不懂。
You don't understand his messages.
那么你们还来烦耶稣做什么呢？
And why are you bothering the Lord Jesus?
耶稣非常忙啊。
Jesus is very busy.
你不要来烦他。
Do not bother him.
耶稣看见就恼怒。
And when Jesus saw it, he was very angry.
这耶稣说怎么能对待孩子这样呢？
And Jesus said, well, how can you treat the children like this?
耶稣说，
And Jesus said,
让小孩子到我这里来。
Let the little children come to me.
让小孩子来。
Let the little children come.
不是说孩子大了以后才能来到耶稣前面。
Not when they grow up, do they come?
就是从小的时候就让孩子来到耶稣的面前。
But when they are young, they are to come.
所以你看，教会里头每个教会都有儿童主日学。
And so in all the churches, you have the Sunday schools.
就是让孩子到主这里来。
And it's for the purpose of the children coming to the Lord.
所以我们在儿童主日学服侍的弟兄姊妹。
And so for those who serve in the Sunday school,
你们是遵照主的吩咐的。
You are doing the Lord's will.
你们是把孩子带到主的面前来的。
Because you have brought the children before the Lord.
主耶稣爱孩子。
The Lord Jesus loves the children.
主耶稣也把孩子托付给你们。
And he has given those children into your hand.
让你们替耶稣来爱这些孩子。
That on his behalf, you may show them God's love.
十五节主耶稣还说。
And he continues to say,
他说凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
就说你们这些要承受神国的人，
that's those of you who want to receive the kingdom of God.
你们要像小孩子。
You need to be like the little children.
就小孩子有什么特点呢？
And what's so special about the little children?
不是单单小孩子很单纯很天真。
It's not only that they're very naive and innocent.
就是小孩子他是一个没有力量，没有人帮助，没有力量的人。
But the little children, they are very weak.
他要完全来依靠大人的。
They need to rely on the adults.
所以你要想承受神的国吗？
And so do you want to receive the kingdom of God?
你也要来完全来依靠主耶稣。
Then you also likewise need to fully rely on the Lord Jesus.
接受主耶稣的爱。
And receive his love.
然后我们才能够来承受神的国。
It's only then can we receive the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣在这里给我们看到他爱小孩子。
And so here he allows us to see that Jesus loves the little children.
而且我们也看见他把孩子抱在他的手中。
And he also embraced them in his arms.
为他们祝福。
And blessed them.
我们看见主的爱显明在孩子身上。
And so we see the Lord's love manifested among the little children.
我们今天就先交通这两点。
And so we want to share first of all just on these two points.
以后有没有机会在交通的下面两点呢？ 愿主自己带领。
And may the Lord lead us if we are to share on the latter two points.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们真愿意为着我们年轻的弟兄姊妹的婚姻，再为他们祷告。
Lord, we really do want to pray for the marriages of the young people.
但是他们就能够来寻求你的意思。
That they may seek after your will.
让你能够在这件事情上来祝福他们。
That you may bless them in this matter.
我们既然已经信了你了。
And for those of us who have believed in you.
我们也把自己奉献给你了。
We also offer ourselves to you.
所以我们把自己的一切都奉献给你。
And so we give you our all.
包括我们的家庭婚姻都是属于你的。
Our family, our marriage, it all belongs to you.
我们也相信你爱我们。
And we trust that you love us.
你会把最好的安排给我们。
And you will give us the very best.
愿主是祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.